Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Kevin Miller. This is the What Drives You podcast, where we focus on your drive. Your drive is working in some areas of your life, producing great success, yet in other areas, maybe not so much. Let's get clarity on what you value, what motives are helping and hurting you, and get you fully into alignment so you're driving further and faster and enjoying the ride. How to connect instead of merely communicate, and three steps to connecting on a podcast. So we're driven to connect and be connected too. There's never been more communication available and coming at us than today. We all know that. And yet we've got more isolation and loneliness than ever. It's similar to food. In America, we're massively overfed. We're bigger and heavier than ever, yet we're chronically undernourished. We eat, but we don't nourish. Likewise, we communicate and we communicate and we communicate, but we often don't connect. So what is the difference? What can we do about it? Well, drive with me for a moment. I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes. From coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely. How to connect instead of merely communicate, and again, three steps to connect on a podcast. I recently had James Ree on the show. He's the author of the book, new book, Red Helicopter, and he talks about how he went into this department store, in essence, is what they were, Ashley Stewart, and how he really connected with the people there, the employees, in essence, the leadership, the employees, how he connected with them. And really, it was based a lot off realizing that they connected so well with their customers. That was it. It was a place of belonging for everybody. It was a connection. And he talked a lot. So if you haven't heard the show with James Ree, R-H-E-E, that was, I think, just recently published, go check. Actually, it might have been the episode before this. Go take a look at that. But you know, it's really interesting. What he did is he tuned into their frequency. And that's really what we're talking about with connecting. We go into communications and we just kind of forget everything except in our own head. We're often, you know, maybe we have some fear or intimidation or just excitement, or really a lot of times it's a dopamine hit too, because you're there and there's one of the greatest dopamine hits is to talk about ourselves, to be included, to be involved, and to share something, you know, out of exuberance and joy. We want to do that. But we can do that if you go into a group, if you monitor a group. This has always been interesting to me. Really any group, especially with kids, but honestly today, even with adults, go into a group and, you know, kind of the water cooler type idea, or at a social engagement or wherever, and there's two people talking or five people talking. And it's like pinball often. Generally, somebody's talking more than others, or a couple are, and they're totally unaware that they're dominating the conversation. Or it's going back and forth, but everybody's chiming in with their opinion, their insight, their perspective. And if you would do this, make a habit during the next week of any time you're with a group of people where you find yourself, you know, not talking and you can listen and really tune in, stop thinking about yourself. That's the hardest thing ever. I mean, literally, it's worth taking a Sharpie and writing, don't think about yourself, or don't talk. Or this one, ask questions. Ask questions. You got to be curious. And a lot of times we aren't. what we're most interested in is ourselves. That's just nature. It's human nature. It's not, let's not say it's wrong, but if you want to connect with people, you need to ask questions. You need to listen. Now, quick caveat, I got that information a long time ago and I can do that. And a lot of times I can do that and I'm not really interested even in sharing about myself because I'm just not, for whatever reason. That's not always good too, because I can sit there and never chime in and never share anything as well. That's not either. There needs to be a give and a take. I have to work on that, on chiming in, because a lot of times I'm not a social person, especially in a group. I'm more of a one-on-one conversationalist. Obviously, it's what I do for a living as well, but that's me in person as well. It's interesting I say that, because I'm about to start some round table events here on the show where I don't talk with just one guest, but a group of people. But there you go. It's tuning in with people. The biggest thing we're talking about and the hardest thing is being aware. Here we come. We have all these feelings. We have all these emotions, and they can range again from, you know, fear or excitement or even ego or even disdain or lack of interest or whatever. So again, it comes to your goal. Do you want to connect with people? And you may not. So you can ask yourself, hey, I'm going into this, or this occasion just occurred, I'm with people. Do I want to connect or not? For the sake of this show, I'm going to say you care to connect. So what are some ways to connect? There's a book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. One of the classics about connecting. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but just think about this for a second. Think about coming up, and I'll take it out of a conversation aspect and go to an interaction, and handing somebody at work or home or whatever a cup of coffee. Just hand it to them, silent. Maybe you're just looking at them stone-faced. Okay, you can imagine that. That's number one. Number two, you hand it to them and you say, hey, here's some coffee for you. Well, you actually heard some inflection in there. You could be monotone. Hey, here is coffee, like a robot. Or three, and I'll go to the other end. You could say, hey, Allison, I got coffee for myself. I was thinking you might want some. I know you like your large Americano with an extra shot, half calf. That's mine, by the way. But how's your day going? I mean, are you feeling productive? You struggling today? And then give them a smile. Shake their hand firmly. Or depending on the relationship, maybe give them a hug. You just use their name. You authentically ask about them. You made physical contact, which, you know, if it's at work and depending on the gender and whatever, that may not be an issue, but you get the idea. You connected. You went way beyond communicating and you connected. Ultimately, again, the point is being aware of yourself. And the best way to do this, and this is, again, what's hard. This is what I need a tattoo about, is as that social engagement or that conversation starts to stop and go, wait a minute. Okay, what am I doing? How am I? How am I? How am I doing? What do I need right now? What am I feeling? And what am I communicating here? If you're the one communicating, or what do I think is the need here that the other person is communicating? What's the purpose? Do I need something? Does the person that is talking with me need something, or are they just communicating? Am I trying to give or impart or glean? And again, being aware of yourself, but being aware of the other person. How's their mood? What do you sense from them? What concerns might they have? What would be kind to them? What do you think they're really interested in here or needing? And if you don't know them, that's up for you to be cluing into even more so. Obviously, if you know them, you usually have some kind of an idea, but it takes curiosity and it takes some awareness. Another great resource, Renee Marino. She has been on the show. She's co-hosted shows. She's got a book called Become a Master Communicator. You can find her. Go to reneemarino.com. And think about this. If you had to report on someone, if you had to report afterwards, hey, so you talked to that group of people. How are they doing? Or you talked to that person. How are they doing? And it's something more than, I guess they were okay. Figure out something. Think about it like a task of, I want to know something about them, something that they cared about, something they're excited about, something they're concerned about. Give people a minute. They will tell you. It's amazing how much people will tell you. So there's a quick overview of connection. And it is so much different than communication. And sometimes it is just communication. You're not really going for anything. You're just talking about the weather or sports or whatever. Now, interestingly, on a podcast, you think about, am I just communicating? Am I doing we just did one, a series on, or a show on attachment theory with Thais Gibson, which, man, I highly recommend. go to personaldevelopmentschool.com. personaldevelopmentschool.com. 10, 15 minutes, you can get this attachment, take this quiz and find out your attachment style. Man, it's significant. So, but let's say that I was doing the show on that. And how do I connect? Not just communicate. So if I'm communicating, I'm just saying, hey, there's a book on attachment theory. It says we all have an attachment style based on how we experience the important people in our childhood. Go take the test, find out your attachment style and learn to manage your benefits or your deficits. I'm sorry, manage your deficits. And there you go. It's like a 30-second podcast. I just gave you some information. Well, that's not why you're here. This is more than communicating. So what am I doing? Well, first, I'm connecting with myself. Am I interested in attachment theory? So here's 101 for podcasting, if you really want to connect. Are you interested in it? Don't do it if you're not really interested in it. If you think, oh, people might be interested in it. This is something of interest. A lot of people do this. Oh, this is the topic of interest. This is an area of interest. So I'm going to do a show. I'm going to have somebody on. We're going to talk about it, or I'm going to talk about it. But you're not interested. We can feel it. I think that's why my show has continued to do better, because I continue to do more and more of what I'm really interested in. So obviously the answer should be yes, that I want more insight. I want it for me. I want this insight for my family. I want insight for my friends. I want to take what I've learned and share it with others. It's a dopamine hit, you know, to be the messenger. It is. I'm not just some altruistic Mother Teresa sitting here. So first, connecting with yourself. Are you really interested? Should be yes. And you should then do your homework and know about it, understand about it. Now, you don't have to be the expert, or you wouldn't have the guest on if you're doing a guest. And on that aspect, I'm talking about three things to do. That is, if you have a guest, if it's just you, you don't have as much, because number two is connect with your guest, right? Using the current analogy, I had Thais Gibson on the show. I did my homework on her. I knew about her. I read the book. I went and did the test. And I often do meet my guests prior to the show, so we have some history, some connection. Literally, I'm seeing, do we connect? Because if we don't, if they are, I don't care if it's, you know, Oprah Winfrey or the most popular person on the planet, if I can't connect with them, it's just not going to be a good show. You're going to feel that lack of energy, or you're going to feel that lack of connection. So do you connect? I did with Thais. Incredibly well. And so much so we're going to do more together. I really look and try to have people on the show that I would want to hang out with. I would want to sit over a cup of coffee and talk about the topic. And then three, connect with the audience. And one reason I do a podcast is because, I mean, I'm so interested in self-improvement and personal development. And I hear messages and I get the point of what, you know, the topic is, but I instinctively just hear where my experience is people miss it or they discount the message. And I want to help that. I want to help kind of translate and interpret that. It is, I mean, my interest is about the audience. And again, I think as humbly as I can say, that's why the show has done well. And you want to, you'll find me a lot of times going, oh, folks, don't miss that. You might want to rewind. I mean, I have the audience. I feel like I have the audience in front of me and I'm talking to them. You want to do that. And, you know, you got to find your own flavor. I authentically and specifically don't come off as the authority. I usually have the authority on there, but I do feel like an expert in communication, in hearing the message and helping people engage with it and take action. So there's your three steps for a podcast that are relevant to life as well. One real quick thing also on connecting, think about the things that connect to you in your life. There's music that's just music. There's music that connects with you. There's movies that are just passing the time and shows, and there are those that connect with you. There's nature. A lot of people find connection in that. There is, you know, travel. There is solitude. There are events. The more you fill your life with connection with other people and with things that connect to your heart and soul, you will become a more connecting person. I hope this gave you some overview and some highlights that you'll take forward and think about, wait a minute, am I here just communicating, which is fine sometimes, but when and where and with who do I really want to connect, and pick out some highlights for yourself that you can start habitually doing over and over and over again to connect. All right, friends, thanks for driving with me a little bit on this such important aspect of communicating versus connection. And generally, we want to connect the benefits to us into the world of connecting, truly connecting, are profound. But generally, we've got to be aware. We've got to be cognizant. We got to be proactive. We got to be intentional. I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride.